Matthew 5. I want to say too, remember Miss Kayla now, she'll be going back. When are you leaving? Friday? Saturday morning. So pray for her. And God give them traveling mercy. And Lord help them. Amen. Be back in May, I believe it is, she says. So pray the Lord help her. Jesus Christ was in the prior chapter, in verse 23 of that prior chapter, look with me there. And Jesus went about all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom and healing all manner of sickness and all manner of disease among the people. And his fame went throughout all Syria, and they brought unto him all sick people that were taken with divers diseases and torments, and those which were possessed with devils, and those which were lunatic, and those that had the palsy, and he healed them. And there followed him great multitudes of people from the Galilee, and from Decapolis, and from Jerusalem, and from Judea, and from beyond Jordan. In verse 1 of chapter 5, and seeing the multitudes, he went up to a mountain, and he was set. His disciples came unto him, and he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, and he said, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. And that just simply meant that they was recognized the fact that they were inadequate without the Lord and the poor in spirit. We don't have the power and strength in ourselves. We need God in the power of God. He said, blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. And of course, really, all he's telling here is them that mourn over their trespasses, they shall be comforted. They that have repentance. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, they shall be filled. Blessed are the merciful, they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake. There's the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when men shall revile you and persecute you and say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be exceeding glad. For great is your reward in heaven. For so persecuted they the prophets which were before you. Then Jesus said, you're the salt of the earth, but if the salt lost its savor, wherewith shall it be salted? Is thenceforth good for nothing but to be cast out and trodden underfoot of men. You're the light of the world. The city cannot that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither the men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and give a light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men, and they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Here we call this, or you know, recognize the Sermon on the Mount. That Jesus brought his own men to himself, and he started teaching these men before he sent them out. He was teaching them. And one preacher said this was like an ordination service for these men that was going out into the world. And Jesus is teaching them. He's discipling them. He's giving them some things that they need to recognize and take hold of because they're going to have to be, thank God, ready when they go out. And this is what Jesus said in verse number 14. He said, ye are the light of the world. Now, you got to remember, Jesus said one place that I'm the light of the world. But this here he's saying to them, you're the light of the world. And we know the light is the Holy Spirit lives within us. We don't have light without God in us. And light comes from His Word, His spoken Word through the Scriptures that we have. God's got to speak to us. So when God speaks to us, He enlightens us or gives us light. And we to let the light of God shine through us. We to let the light of God, thank God, be a beam, amen, in this world. Now recognize this. Jesus didn't say you're the light of the church. He said you're the light of the world. That you're going to go out into a world of people and you're going to have to let your light shine. That's what he said in verse 16. Let your light so shine before men. And verse number 15. He talked about men don't light a candle and put it under a bushel. And what he's saying there is that we don't hide our light.
light. We let our light shine amongst others. Think about this. He said over there, he said that he gives light to the all that are in the house. And you know, I was thinking about these men when they went out, they stayed in people's houses that would receive them. And no doubt the light that they had shined on everybody that's in the house. Now that light, thank God, is the God of heaven in us. And that light produces life. That light, thank God, produces a righteous life. In fact, he's saying here, the manner of your life shines. Amen. It might be manners. It might be it's the conversation or the manner of life. But your life shines. Somebody's got to look at you and they need some light in their life. And if we don't shine, then they won't see it. Thank God, we're the only Bible some people ever read. They'll never pick up a Bible, but they'll look at us and they'll say something different about them. And their light is a testimony, thank God, their profession, thank God, to a lost and dying world. Amen. That's right. Praise God. He said, you know why he said, blessed and persecuted for righteousness' sake? Because he knew they're going to be persecuted. You recognize what he said, blessed are you when men shall revile you, persecute you, and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. You know what he's saying there? He said, they're going to make some accusations against you that ain't true. They're going to go out there and tell you, they're going to say, them people's after money. They're going to say, them men there, they guilty of this and that. You know, there's all kind of things that's said about the people of God because of the holiness we live and we try to live for God. There's going to be people say things about us. He knew that this was going to be, thank God, something they was going to face. And then he told them to rejoice and be exceeding glad. And this is what he's saying right here. They're going to see the light in your life when you don't retaliate, but you just live right. And you know, when it comes down to it, when we live a God life, they got to see it. Amen. That's got to be a consistent light. There are three things about a light. Number one, the light's to be seen. Somebody's got to see the light. He said a city on the hill, it can't be hid, thank God, because of the light. In fact, in them houses, and they didn't have a bunch of windows. They usually had one little old window in the house, and they had to have some light in the house. And so they light a candle and put it up. Thank God for the light. But when people came by, they could see that there was light in the house. If I cut out the lights tonight and lit a candle, you'd be some light. Amen. That's what God's saying here. He's saying, let your light shine like that. What is our light shining about? Let somebody see the light in our own life. Amen. Listen. Thank God and I, friend. Listen. Your life testifies greater than your lips. Amen. What did it say about the woman? Thank God it had an unbelieving husband. It said she could win him with her conversation. That means her manner of living. How she goes about her daily life. He can look at her and say, that woman has something that I don't have. I'm done the same way. Whoever gets saved, it'll be a testimony. Thank God of light. Amen. When light shines in darkness, it's going to do one or two things. It's going to cause, thank God, them people that want light or they don't want it. Amen. Light shined in darkness and darkness did not understand it. But this came shining the light. I'm telling you, the light was made to be seen. Amen. If you don't have no light, how are they going to see the way? Light not only is to be seen, light is to be a guide. He said the light, he said the word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. How are you going to know how's people going to know? You know what they call, you know what the word witness means in the, when he said ye shall be witnesses? You know what that word means? Martyr. Well, everybody wasn't martyred that was a witness, even though the early church faced that. The lives was taken from them. But a martyr, if you think about a martyr, is somebody gives his life. Really? So a witness, you know, if you're a witness of God, then the light, thank God, has got to shine through you. A witness. You know what they always said about the early Christians? They said they're in that way.
Yeah.
You know what they're saying? That they have a way of living. They have a way of living that we don't live.
Yeah.
Now listen to what I'm about to tell you. And it's not robotical. Okay, it's not based on a set of rules that you get up and live by. It's based on God living in you and living through you. That's what it's based on. But if people don't see that we're any different from them, then they won't want what we got. They'll say they're a bunch of hypocrites. If you talk like them, if you live like them, if you look like them, if you entangle with them in their deeds of life, and they're not going to see no difference. The only way they're going to see a difference is that you live for God. And through living for God, they're going to see that you're different. That's what Jesus said. You're going to go out in this world of sinners. You're going to go out in this world of heathens. There's not people to persecute you, talk about you. Hey, God, even my friend want to beat you and throw you in prison. But he said, you're the light of the world. And the only way they're ever going to see the light, you've got to let it shine. Amen. That's right. You know, our conversation, that means a manner of how we live our life. We ought not never, and I know people can falsely accuse us, like I said, but we ought not never be accused of something that would keep a sinner from being saved. They ought not never say, well, that preacher over there, he says he's a Christian, but I know what he does. You know what I'm saying? Anybody can use a hypocrite card. Anybody can say, well, there's hypocrites at the church. Or there's hypocrites at where I work, and they talk about God. But here's the thing. That ought not keep me just because somebody don't live for God from me living for God. And see, I don't base my Christian life off what other people do. I base my Christian life on who lives in me. And Paul said, my experience says Christ liveth in me, and the life that I now live, I live in the flesh by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. And so Christ in me, hey, God lives in me and through me. And brother, listen, hey, what is Christianity, preacher? Christ. What is Christianity, preacher? Christ living in you and through you. And brother, you love him and he loves you. Amen. And he is it. And when you live a life like that and you're not trying to live for God, you are submitted to him and he's living through you, and it's a whole lot easier than trying to pull the wagon. Amen.
Yeah.
See, here's what people think. This is, and you've got to get this out of your mind. You cannot live for God unless you get this legality out of your mind, and you put, and what I'm saying about legality is you think righteousness are your testimony just relies on your 5 points of standards in life. Hey man, you know what the greatest lie a man can have toward anybody? Jesus said it, love. If you love people, they see a difference. Amen. They've heard Baptist people get up and tell sinners what they believe and what they don't believe. That don't move their heart. They don't know nothing about that. They're lost. They need to see the love of God shine through your life. If the love of God don't shine through us, then they don't see God. Amen. Jesus said the greatest of these is love. Amen. All through the Bible, friend. Thank God. Jesus loves sinners. And the way you shine your light to do something, somebody else wouldn't do. Amen. It's going beyond. It's beyond what somebody would do unless they had the love of God. Just like Stephen being stoned, Father, forgive them, for they don't know what they do. And when he was dying, he was shining. And there was a man there by the name of Saul who they laid the clothes down with. And he saw the face of Stephen. And no doubt it beamed, thank God, like the face of God. Amen. The face of an angel, the Bible says. And there was a light that shined. Amen. The shining light of God. That's where it said, God, help me. Thank God to be that way. Amen. That's right. When you love somebody in spite of who they are. Jesus did. Jesus loved people. Let me tell you something tonight. Get this. Just get this. Just let it get in you. People are people. Really, it don't matter what tag they got, they're people. Amen. You'll find out that there are some people it's hard to get along with in life.
There are some people that don't want to hear what you've got to say. But I'll tell you what, I'd say this, this is a true fact. When you do something for somebody from a manner of love, from your heart, with a brokenness, it's hard to turn it away. It really is. It really is hard to turn people away. I remember that old man of God told me about Jesus. And he was straightforward with me, but the man wept like a baby. And it moved me. I couldn't say nothing but say, that man's telling me the truth. That tears showed something to me that this man here had more than just talk. He cared for my soul. Amen. And when you get there in life, when you can get your heart soft enough that you really care and it's not about you, it's about, thank God, others and what Christ wants to do through you. And when you realize that, and thank God, can I tell you this? I won't say this before I say it. I'm born again. I'm a called preacher. I'm a Baptist. Thank God by choice. But I'm telling you, friend, there's a whole world of people out there not like him. And we're not just trying to find them. The Bible says God so loved the world that people, and he gave his son. And buddy, I'm telling you what God wants you to do is open your heart up to people and be a help to them. Thank God that they might be changed. Amen. And that's what he's saying the last for. You're a light. You ain't going to be a light with a bad attitude. You can't be a light. Thank God, my friend, confrontational all the time with people. You can't be a light, my friend, thank God, with an unfaithful spirit. You can't be a light always putting yourself ahead of somebody else. Thank God, this thing's about submission under the light of the Holy Ghost and letting that light shine through us, amen, that somebody might see Jesus in us. And they'll come up. You don't even have to tell them. There's people, no doubt, if you has come up in your family or somewhere in where you work or somebody just seen you in life and come up to you and they said, you're a Christian, aren't you? Just saying it. That you're a Christian. You're a Christian by just the way you live. You know why? Because they see a difference. They see a difference. I'm not just saying it in my life. I mean, God help. I was walking through the restaurant one day. His family's just sitting there, and I wasn't thinking about nothing. The guy said, hey, sir, could you come here, man? I said, yeah. He said, are you a preacher? I said, yes, sir. He said, I saw when you was walking back, I saw God on you. That's what he said. I mean, here's the thing. It ain't me putting on a front or putting on a certain pair of pants and a shirt. But it's just something about loving people and caring for people. And that's what they go out for, to preach. Preach the gospel. He knew there was going to be attack. He knew there was going to be opposition in a world that hated God anyway. But he said, when you go out in this world, just remember one thing. Let your light so shine before men that they may see. They got to see it. See your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. So if you go out in the world tomorrow, and you will, most of you, you'll be out. I'm planning on going out tomorrow and doing some things, work the field. Then somebody's going to see me. Somebody's going to look at me. Somebody's going to see how I answer somebody. Somebody's going to see how my attitude is. Somebody's going to see how kindness I got. It all works. That's what they say. You know, when they say this, they'll say this, they'll say, you know, that young man's got the best manners I've ever seen. You know what that is? That's a lie. When you say, well, that little boy, he had respect. Thank God he opened the door for that older gentleman. And he, thank God, had respect. You know what that is? That's light shining in a world that people said that's just unusual. I was looking at the weather this morning. It was on Fox. And this little boy was there from Liberty, North Carolina. You see it? And he was there telling the weather. He's 9 years old. So he's up there and they let him do the weather. I'm just sitting there watching it. And I got tickled at him. He had a lot of energy. And that woman said, is there anybody you want to say thanks to or hello to? And he said, you know what the first thing he said was? I want to thank my Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ.
right there, didn't he? I said, praise God. The Lord had him on there just to say that. Amen. That's right. That's a testimony. How many people probably watching that? And that's the first thing that come out of that 9-year-old mouth. Amen. I thought, praise God. I told him, left about tears in my eyes. I said, praise God. That's a blessing. Amen. Jesus said, if they ain't speaking against me, they're for me. And anybody says that something about the Lord to a world of God haters, it's a testimony. Amen. Amen. You don't have to be old to shine a light. Amen. Just do right. You know, it's just doing right. I was reading this week, I was reading the Ten Commandments book of God. And man, that guy wrote everything. I mean, he had every way you could break a Ten Commandment. He had every way you could break it. I'll be honest with you now. That last one, them last two, he's talking about covetousness and stuff like that. And man, He got on stealing time and all this stuff. And listen to one. When I got through with that book, I said, man, boy, I'm glad I ain't under law. They'd kill me. Amen. But I'll tell you, you know what I thought? There's no possible way under the sun that shines that anybody can keep what God's character required. That's the law. Shows the very character and holiness of God. It does. It does. And when I look at that law, you know what I say? Oh, I can't keep it. Only by Jesus. And you know what? He showed me nobody would ever be accepted by God unless it be through Christ and the grace of God. Amen. Nobody. Amen. Nobody. Amen. And you know what I'm out for in this? I thought about this as a coming year here. We in this month of January. And I told the Lord and asked the Lord in my own heart, Lord, just help me to be effective. I just want to be effective. I'm not talking about numerous of people. I'm just talking about in my daily walk, whoever I come across. Whether it be family members, whether it be friends, whether it be preachers, whether it be church members, whether it be anybody. Let's just sacrifice a little and let people see we got some light in us that people don't have. Amen. Unless they know Jesus Christ. And that's what he's saying to a bunch of men. You're starting to go out into the world. I've got a message here for you. Matthew 5. Thank God. Matthew 6. He said, you can depend on me. I'll give you what you need. Matthew 7. He said, people's going to be judging. He said, there's a narrow path. There's going to be men trying to do it without obeying the word. Thank God. But he said, these men, this is what you're going to face. And when you go out, this thing, God lets your light shine. You don't have to do what they're doing. Thank God, I'm giving you a lesson here. There's a way to live. And when you live that way, the light of God is shining through your life. Amen. Amen. That's right. Praise God. Amen. That's right. I'm going to tell you this. You affect more people than what you believe. You affect a lot of people. You teachers there, you affect a lot of kids. You look at all the kids, you teachers and people that's been involved with different type of ministry work or different type of jobs in your life. You know what I thought? I mean, I'm just being honest with you. I know a lot of people. I know a lot of churches. When I had that heart surgery, and we counted up, we had people from 12 different states call us. And from Canada, and Brother Andrew texted us when I was laying in that hospital down there. That's a lot of people. I know a lot of people. Connections, people to hear us. You know what? It'd be a bad thing for the light to go out. You know what I'm saying? And they said, well, that's a bad... What happened to Brother Hyde? He said, well, I ain't shining. You know what I'm saying? Hey, whether people want to admit it or not, you are responsible as well as I am to a church, our family, the church, Christ most of all, and to a world of people that need the gospel. Amen. We're responsible. You know what Jesus is, you know what? Well, Paul wrote it to the Romans. He said, no man lives unto himself nor dies unto himself. You know what that means? That you don't live to yourself, you live to God. When you die unto God. That's what that means. That you're accountable for what you do in life. Amen. You think about accountability and all the responsibility we have as Christian people.
And what we've been given, much is given, much is required. That if we let our light shine before men, amen, they'll say, hey, you know, would you want to go to a church where everybody's stuck up and grumpy? I wouldn't. If I went in a church and everybody's stuck up and grumpy, and if the preacher's preaching pretty good, that'd keep me there a little longer. He's shelling the corn. But, I mean, you don't want to be around people that say, hey, buddy, thank God for you. Amen. I mean, I remember when you come over to the house when you was a little boy and you remember that picture, you had that cardinal shirt on, you stuck your arm up under my muffler and you had all that black smell on your arm. And now he's, how old are you, 22? 22 years old. You know what? He's my friend. He's my friend. I'm his pastor, but he's my friend. And you know, that's what means it to me. Here's the thing, folks. I've been in this thing for a while, but it's about people. It's about Jesus Christ and people. It's about my friends. It's about people in the house of God. It's about people outside the house of God. It's extending myself as a Christian to people that I can be a help to them and my light can shine to them. And maybe now, maybe, thank God, they'll see Jesus in us. Amen. And that'll move people. Listen, you can call and tell people all you want to, and it's good. You ought to, but when you do something for them, they remember that a whole lot quicker. Amen. And you know what? You just think about this here. When you sacrifice and you give your light to shine before people, whether it be believers or unbelievers, they'll remember it. And that's what Jesus said. You can go out to a world. You need to let your light shine. He said, I'm the light of the world. You are too. Praise God. Amen. You know, I think about this. What's people seeing me? Most people, sometimes I mean, to be honest with you, I'm not where I ought to be in my attitude sometimes. Amen. But that, you know what? That could affect somebody. That could affect somebody for life, friend. They see a preacher not treating them right. Or a preacher abuse his authority over somebody to make them feel like that they're less. I am what I am by the grace of God. I'm no better than nobody that's seated in this place. I'm no better than nobody that's in the detention center. I'm not better than nobody. You ain't neither. You are what you are by the grace of God. That's right. Without the grace of God, the light wouldn't shine for you. That's where it's at. Amen. May God use the message tonight to help us realize when we leave them doors out there, praise God, there's a world out there that needs some light in it. Amen. There's some world out there that needs some light in it. And you are carrying it if you're born again. And it ought to shine before a lost and dying world. Amen. If they'll say that, man, right there's a Christian. Amen. I had a man, Brother Hip, I had a man tell me this one time. I didn't know Brother Hip that long. He'd been coming here a little while. And this is what he said. He said, I believe anybody's saved, Brother Hip is. He said, I've seen that man's life. That's what he told me. That's a good testimony, isn't it? You know why? Because you know what he sees? A consistent walk. Is he perfect? No. Are you? No. Am I? No. That ain't what Jesus said. He said, let your light shine. Amen. Let your light shine. Praise God. That's where it'll work. Amen. Let's stand tonight. Appreciate you being in the house of God.